14 After 5 with Chris Stone and Art Garfunkel, Since I Don't Have You Anymore, on 93.3 KYAFM.
I don't have plans and schemes, and I don't have hopes and dreams.
Out of my life. out of my hands. It's out of my hands. To think for 2 years she was here, and I took her for granted. I was so
definite sniffler and a tearjerker for Michael Jackson and She's Out of My Life at 93.3 KYAFM. I'm not actually sniffling because of the song today. I'm having one of those bummer allergy days. And I've been sniffling and sneezing all afternoon. One of the office ladies here at KYAFM said, I have terrible allergies, but when I got pregnant, they went away. So I guess I'll have to suffer along with the allergies. And a super hello to everybody at For the Moment here in San Francisco, Sunset area. Thanks for listening to 93.3 KYAFM. It's 5:22. I did say it was 5:22. Bear with me a moment here. Here we go.
Hey, Frankie, you want to play some ball?
No, they don't know it, but I'm playing a different game. It's called Pepsi Payoff Caps.
Come on, Frankie.
Can't. Not everyone knows about this game yet, and I hope it stays that way. Because if people find out about all the great prizes you can win with Pepsi Payoff Caps, nobody will give them to me anymore.
Frankie!
Pepsi Payoff Caps are Pepsi bottle caps with a star on top. Peel back the cap liner and see if you've won a prize.
I'll let you ride my bike.
That old bike. I'm trying to win a new bike. Or instant cash. Or maybe a TV for my room.
See you later, Frankie.
See ya. Some caps have letters under them, and if I spell out Pepsi Spirit, I win $1,000. That's why I'm not saying a word about this to anyone. Nope.
See displays at participating stores for details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Look for the star and play Pepsi Payoff Caps.
My lips are sealed. I'm not telling anyone about Pepsi Payoff Caps.
Hi, Frankie. What you doing?
Oh, playing Pepsi Payoff Caps. You want to play?
It's 5:23 with Chris Stone. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Casey Kasem and American Top 40, County Domination's 40 Biggest Hits, plus a whole lot more. The Association's Never My Love at KYAFM.
You asked me if there come a time when I grow tired with you. Never my love. Never my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire. Never mind.
His cigarette glows in the dark. The living room is still. I walk by, no remark. I tiptoe past the master bedroom where my mother reads her.
Best Easy Rock on the Dial is here at 93.3 KYAFM. It's 5:30.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh.
Hi, it's Chris Stone at 537, and Elvis sings Don't Be Cruel at 93.3 KYAFM.
You know I can be found. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Good one from Glenn Garborough. It's 5:41 with Chris Stone. And coming up tonight, something kind of interesting. The Intersection Theater is featuring a special Beatles tribute tonight. Begins at 7 o'clock. You can see some rare shorts followed by the movie from the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, at 7:30. And a magical mystery tour at 9 o'clock. It's all for only $2 tonight. Gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Intersection Theater.
Who knows how long I've loved you. Yeah.
Again, was never really sure if that was three or four people, Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, or it could have been Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, and Fallen in Love Again, but I fooled around a little bit too much. 14 before 6 o'clock, and then Casey Kasem counting down the nation's 40 biggest hit songs. Here's Alvin Bishop at KYAFM.
I
101.3 KYAFM with Elvin Bishop. It's 5:51. Good afternoon, Chris Stone right here. And the nice weather that we had all over the place today should continue right in through tomorrow with beachside highs right around the 60s and to the mid and even upper 80s inland and sunny skies during the daytime. So we'll check out all the weather, of course, tomorrow morning with Dr. Dave Weinberg, KYAFM's official word on the weather. And I'll be here with Dr. Dave filling in for Rob Conrad tomorrow. Also, have your dog immunized against rabies for only $2 on June 7th and 21st at any Alameda County Health Clinic agency. If you'd like to know more information on that, you can call me now at 391-AZ.
In an undistinguished little ranch house just outside of Tinseltown, two brothers are about to engage in an ominous battle of identity, mythically larger than themselves. Their story is trapped somewhere in that subtle moment between comedy and tragedy, past and present, fantasy and reality. Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Sam Shepard's True West is an insightful and uniquely funny story with a double-edged ability to amuse and amaze us as we each pursue our destined course towards a vanishing American dream.
Herb Kane says True West is a knockout of a play. The Chronicle praises True West as certainly the most interesting play in the Bay Area. Extended through June 14th, now in final performances at ACT's Marines Memorial Theater. Phone 673-6440. That's True West, 673-6440.
Hey, suntanned and beautiful, don't hide it. Flash 'em your copper tone tan. Flash 'em the dark tan. Flash 'em the fast tan. Flash 'em a copper tone tan.
Get the tan you've gotta flash with copper tone lotion, butter, oil. Then turn it loose.
Flash 'em the dark tan. Flash 'em the fast tan. Flash 'em a copper tone tan. Flash 'em a copper tone tan.
This week on the special of the week, Michelob presents Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard, before the British invasion, he caused the Beatles to leave home.
John Lennon used to wear glasses on stage, but apparently he stopped wearing them on stage originally because he looked like my guitarist Hank Marvin. So he took them off. And then, of course, they left the country because there was no market for them there.
I'm just a little in love.
That's Cliff Richard, this week on the Special of the Week, brought to you by Michelob.
Hear the Special of the Week, Wednesday night at 9.
Bush, St. Louis, Missouri.
6 before 6 o'clock with Chris Stone. That is it for me. Casey Kasem is next. And American Top 40s, you'll hear your 40 biggest hit songs plus a whole lot more. Counted down in order. That's in just a couple of minutes. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for Rob Conrad while he does a little vacation thing. You and I'll have a good time. Here's James Taylor and J.D. Souther at KYAFM.
She's been afraid to go out. She's afraid of the knock on the door. There's always a shade of a doubt. She can never be sure who comes to call. Figured that they were.
the morning air. One love that is shared by two I have found with you. Like a rose under the April snow,
listening to American Top 40 on KYA and KYA FM, San Francisco.
Hello again and welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem and I'm all set to count down the biggest hits in the USA according to the official Billboard survey. These are the records that you're buying and radio stations are playing all over America. Now, before we start our climb to the number one song in the land this week, let's review the top of the chart a week ago. Last week, the number three song was Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. Number two last week was Being With You by Smokey Robinson. And at number one last week was this big hit.
No! chick. She's got better Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. That was the number one song in America last week. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40. And here we go with this week's countdown of the most popular songs in the land.
Number 40.
Superstar Elton John debuting with the first hit off his new album, The Fox. The song is Nobody Wins. Elton John.
They must have loved each other once, but that was many years ago. By the time I came along, things were already going wrong. I felt the pain in their pretense, the side they tried hard not to show. But through the simple eyes of youth, it wasn't hard to see the truth. Slipped away, and as their life became a lie, what love remained began to die. I used to hide beneath the sheet. I prayed that time would find a way, but with the passing of years, I watched his laughter turn to tears. But people change as time goes by. Some feelings grow while others die. But if we learn what we see and face the truth while we still can, then though the passion may be gone, some kind of love can still live on.
First of the 40 hottest records in the USA, Elton John at number 40, he debuts with Nobody Wins. Next up, a singer named Beachfront on the Boardwalk label.
KC, coast to coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. The vocalist for a new group called Get Wet is named Sherry Beachfront, and they're on Boardwalk Records. At number 39, here's Get Wet with Just So Lonely.
We'll be right back.
group is Get Wet, and their song, moving up a notch this week, second week on the chart, is at number 39, Just So Lonely. Debuting at number 38 is a song by the Son of Light. That's what the name Photoglow means in Greek. But what it means in our countdown is that an artist named Jim Photoglow now has his second top 40 hit. A year ago, calling himself simply Photoglow, he hit with a song called We Were Meant to Be Lovers. These days, as Jim Photoglow, he's in the countdown with Fool in Love with You.
When you said goodbye, I didn't mean to cry, 'cause I was not in love with you. Oh, but now that we have parted, I just can't get started. I'm just a fool in love with you.
Photoglow is his name, and his hit at number 38 on American Top 40 debuts. It's Fool in Love with You. A listener in North Carolina wants to know if any song sung a cappella, that is, without musical accompaniment, has ever hit the top 40 in the rock era. Well, we can think of only two a cappella hits that made the 40, by Judy Collins and by Prelude. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
AT40 originates in Hollywood. This week, Jesse Winchester, a singer-songwriter born and raised in the U.S. and now a citizen of Canada, debuts in the countdown with his first Top 40 hit. At number 37, Say What.
Hey, girl, say what? What's the big rush? What's the big hurry? We've all
world that we'll meet them on someday. Then we don't show up until Monday. Oh, hey there, say, say, what don't you say? Hey there, say, say, what? Now, I don't sweat it that much as a rule, but lately it's been rough keeping cool. So, hey, well, what you say if we let it slide for a day?
Winchester on AT40, he charts with his first American Top 40 hit, coming in at number 37, Say What. Well, now, let me answer that question about a cappella hits. Comes in from Ellen Klosterman in High Point, North Carolina. And she wants to know if any song sung without musical accompaniment, that is, a cappella, have ever hit the 40 in the rock era. Well, there are only two Top 40 hits that we can think of which were sung a cappella. One of them was a modern-day version of a song composed in the 1700s using a melody that was even older. And the modern-day version sounds like this.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
From 1971, that's Judy Collins singing a cappella on her version of Amazing Grace. The only other a cappella Top 40 hit that we can think of was recorded by a trio from England. And this is what their song sounded like.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run. In the 1917.
From 1974, that's Prelude with After the Gold Rush. And there's your answer, Ellen. As far as we know, only two a cappella songs have hit the Top 40. Amazing Grace by Judy Collins and After the Gold Rush by Prelude. Thanks for writing. Now on with the countdown.
Number 36.
After peaking at number 17, John Cougar's song Ain't Even Done With the Night is on its way down, stopping at number 36.
Sam Cooke singing on the radio. You say that I'm the boy who can make it all come true. Well, I'm telling you that I don't know if I know what to do. You say that's all right. Hold tight. Well, I don't even know if I'm doing this right. Well, all right. Hold tight.
tradition. I know it's burning you up deep down inside.
John Cougar at number 36, falling 10 notches this week on American Top 40 with the song Ain't Even Done With The Night as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's, Casey's Coast to Coast.
It strikes on beaches.
Dry.
Track fields, baseball diamonds everywhere.
Dry.
No active person is safe. It's
dry mouth.
And now you can stop it by chewing up a storm. With Gator Gum. Gator Gum, the unique mouth-watering gum that helps quench thirst like no other chewing gum. So whenever it strikes,
dry mouth.
Chew up a storm with Gator Gum in lemon, lime, and orange.
You're listening to American Top 40 on 93.3 KYA-FM and 1260 KYA.
I'm Casey Kasem. This year, Cincinnati's Pure Prairie League is celebrating their 10th anniversary, and they're celebrating with a hit song called Still Right Here in My Heart. Up four notches to 35, Pure Prairie League.
There's a silver moon in the midnight sky, and lovers are heart to heart. Love is a shadow lost in your eyes, and time has taken us apart. So far away, so long ago, it's still so strong, I want to know. You're still right here in my heart, where you've been right from the start. You're still right here in my heart, oh baby. There's a hollow sound in this empty
Pure Prairie League from WKRP Country, Cincinnati, Ohio. They're at number 35, second week on the chart, with Still Right Here in My Heart. Every week, we count down the most popular songs in America, from Cadillac, Michigan to Pontiac, South Carolina, from Chrysler, Alabama to Mercedes, Texas. At number 34, here's Sean O'Banion from Kokomo, Indiana, with Love You Like I Never Loved Before. On American Top 40, after a couple of weeks at number 24, he falls 10 notches to 34 with Love You Like I Never Loved Before. 33 big hits to number one, and we're counting them down.
Casey, coast to coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. In his 16-year chart history, Eric Clapton, as either a solo act or a member of a band, has hit the top 40 15 times. Eight of those songs went to the top 10, and one of them, a song written and first recorded by the late Bob Marley, went to number one. That was I Shot the Sheriff. At number 33 this week, Eric Clapton with his latest, I Can't Stand It.
You've been told, so maybe it's time. Oh,
with a former top 10 record called I Can't Stand It. This week, it falls to 33. Every now and then, there comes along a reminder of just how tough it is to get a big hit single. One of the most famous and popular rock bands in the world has never hit number one in their native England and have made the American top 10 only once. This super group's latest hit is coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like WZYQ, Frederick, Maryland, KRSB, Roseburg, Oregon, XHMN, Monterrey, Mexico, and on American Forces radio outlets around the globe. This week, Santana jumps four notches to 32 with Winning.
One day I was on the ground when I needed a hand and it couldn't be found. I was so far down that I couldn't get up.
Santana at number 32, third week on the chart, moving up four with Winning. This is Casey on American Top 40 in Hollywood, and now we're up to the latest hit by one of the most famous and popular rock bands in the world today, a supergroup who are a constant reminder of how difficult it really is to get a big hit single. Eight of their albums have hit the top 10 in the past 12 years, but so far they've had only one top 10 single. And it didn't go to number one. Even in their native England, they've never had a number one single. And yet, this band is a super group of the first order. They are The Who, one of the biggest and most consistent concert draws in rock history. When they tour, they play stadiums that hold as many as 100,000 people, and they sell out every show. Just a few years ago, The Who set an attendance record at Madison Square Garden. They sold out the house every night for a full week. But the only top 10 single they've ever had was a number 9 song in 1967 called I Can See for Miles. And in the United Kingdom, where they must have hit the top 40 around 30 times, they're still looking for their first number 1. Now, there are some acts who do just great on the singles chart, but can't even get their own families to come and see them at a concert. So I guess it all evens out. I don't think it bothers the members of The Who. They're too busy these days counting the money from their eighth top 10 album. A hit single from it peaked at number 18 the last few weeks. This week it's at number 31 in American Top 40. You Better, You Bet. Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, John Entwistle, and Kenny Jones. You Better, You Bet. They're at number 31, falling from 18. Now from the AT40 archives. Another of the number one songs of the 60s. We're reviewing them all from January 1960 to December 1969, and we're up to January 1966. This was the 130th number one single of that decade. The Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain
in our weekly review of all the number one songs of the 60s from the 1840 archives of January 1966. That was Simon and Garfunkel with The Sounds of Silence, Billboard's 130th number one single of the 60s. You know, there's a band in this week's countdown whose lead guitarist once broke the law in San Francisco and then tried to make an escape on a gasoline-powered skateboard. The Sordid Details and their latest hit are coming up. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood, California, counting down the most popular songs in the USA. I'm Casey Kasem. We'll continue in a moment. 30 big hits to go to the number one song in the land.
Hypertension will be the subject of a free community lecture on June 3rd at the Brookside Hospital Auditorium in San Pablo. Call 235-7000 for more information.
You're listening to American Top 40 on KYA and KYA-FM, San Francisco.
This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem, and our official weekly survey of the 40 most popular songs in America rolls on.
Number 30.
Leaping 8 notches this week to number 30, here's Air Supply, the one that you love.
Now the night has gone, now the night has gone away. Doesn't seem that long, we hardly had 2 words to say. Just another day. I promise this one will go slow. Oh, we have the right, you know. We have the right, you know. Don't say the morning's come. Don't say the morning's come so soon. Must we end this way? When so much here is hard to lose. Love is everywhere, I know it is. Such moments as this are too few. Oh, it's all up to you. It's all up to you. Here I am, the one that you love. Another day. Here I am, the one that you love, asking for another.
fourth top 40 hit by that group out of Australia, Air Supply, at number 30, moving up 8 notches, second week on the chart, the one that you love. Well, now on AT40, we're up to our story of the lead guitarist who broke the law and then tried to escape on a gasoline-powered skateboard. He's Craig Chiquiso, lead guitarist of the Jefferson Starship. And Craig's main hobby is skateboarding. That's what he spends most of his spare time doing around his hometown of San Francisco. Now, not long ago, a skateboard manufacturer sent Craig one of their new models to try out, a gasoline-powered skateboard. Well, Craig cranked it up, hopped on, and headed for Golden Gate Park. But there's a San Francisco ordinance prohibiting motorized skateboards. So when a police car spotted him, they put on their red lights. And when Craig saw that he was being chased by police, he zoomed up a driveway to the sidewalk and maneuvered his way through surprised pedestrians. Since the police car couldn't follow him, he escaped. But Craig didn't learn his lesson. 2 days later, he was on his gasoline-powered skateboard again, taking in the beauty of Golden Gate Park. And as he putt-putted along, he suddenly heard hoofbeats behind him. And over his shoulder, he saw a mounted policeman closing fast. And once more, Craig tried to get away by pouring on the gas. But his skateboard had only a quarter horsepower motor, and that cop was riding one whole horse. The chase was over in a gallop and a half. But Craig's luck held out. Instead of a ticket, the officer gave him a stern lecture and let him go. This week, the Jefferson Starship skateboard-riding lead guitarist is also the co-writer of the song at number 29 in our countdown. Here's the Jefferson Starship with Find Your Way Back. Survey Song number 29, second week in a row, fifth week on the chart for Find Your Way Back by the Jefferson Starship, and the countdown continues. I'm Casey Kasem. The title of Quincy Jones' latest hit is a phrase in Spanish. It's an idiom that translates as no escape or no way out. And that's what the song is all about. At number 28, here's Quincy Jones and the vocals of a group called Dune, Ay No Querida. Corrida at number 28, fourth week on the chart, moving up a couple of notches. Quincy Jones featuring the vocals of Dune. American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like KSEZ, Sioux City, Iowa, KTKT, Tucson, Arizona, and WMC-FM, Memphis, Tennessee. Up 8 big notches to number 27, jazz guitarist Lee Ritenour with Is It You?
Someone's in my dreams, and get it off my mind.
Jazz guitarist Lee Ritenour and vocals by Eric Tagg and Bill Champlin at number 27, second week on the chart and moving up, Is It You? Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a boy in Kentucky to the girl he saw on television who inspired him to give life a try.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting them down in Hollywood according to their popularity in the whole USA. And we're up to the 11th Top 40 hit by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Four of those hits have gone to the top 10. Two of them went all the way to number one. This is one of those two number ones. Falling 10 notches this week to 26, Hall and Oates, Kiss on My List. Formed way back in 1970 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Daryl Hall and John Oates with the former number one at number 26 now, Kiss on My List. You know, most of the letters asking for long-distance dedications are for people that the writer knows well. But occasionally, someone will make a dedication to a stranger. Like this one from a young man in Hartford, Kentucky. He writes, "Dear Casey, not long ago, my life made a complete turnaround brought on by a girl who I have never even met. I live on a small farm in Kentucky and have grown up with dreams like everyone else. I was going to be different. I was going to be somebody. But I found out it wasn't that easy. Dreams are something that take hard work, and I soon became discouraged. At school, I felt that I wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't dumb, but it seemed I had to work twice as hard as my friends to make the same grades. In sports, I also felt like a failure. After playing 3 years of football, I wasn't making any progress, and I was so discouraged that I finally quit. I started running long distance my sophomore year, and although I enjoyed running, it wasn't the instant success I had been expecting, and I sunk even further into depression. My dreams just didn't seem worth the effort anymore. Then, one day, as I sat watching the Mike Douglas show, I saw a girl who was to change my entire life. Her name was Kathy Miller. She's from Phoenix, Arizona, and her story is one that I'll never forget, not only because she gave me the strength and determination to work for my dreams, but also because she and her family helped me to regain the confidence that years of failure had destroyed. You see, Kathy was hit by a car and nearly died. Against all odds, she came back after 10 weeks in a coma and ran a 10,000-meter race. Her courage and determination have touched me in a way that I cannot forget. She taught me that if you really believe in your dreams, you can achieve them. She made it. Maybe I can, too. And I will. Would you please play I Made It Through the Rain for a Girl Who Wouldn't Give Up? Signed, J.V. Okay, J.V., here's your long-distance dedication.
We dreamers have our ways of facing rainy days, and somehow we survive. We keep the feelings warm, protect them from the storm, until our time arrives.
Year, that's I Made It Through the Rain by Barry Manilow, a long-distance dedication from JV in Kentucky to Kathy, the brave girl he saw on television. If there's a dedication you'd like to make, just send it to Long Distance Dedication, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California. That's Box 2000, Hollywood. Our zip code is 90028. And would you please mention the station that you're listening to? Thank you. Now, on with the hits. 25 big ones on our way to number one.
The hits from coast to coast.
It strikes on beaches.
Dry.
Track fields. Baseball diamonds everywhere.
Dry.
No active person is safe. It's
dry mouth.
And now you can stop it by chewing up a storm with Gator Gum. Gator Gum, the unique mouth-watering gum that helps quench thirst like no other chewing gum. So whenever it strikes,
dry mouth.
Chew up a storm with Gator Gum in lemon, lime, and orange.
Give me that mountain and nothing to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew.
Something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and smooth, refreshing mountain dew. Yeah,
give me a river, give me a dew. Give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Got a thirst, nothing goes down easier than a cold, refreshing Mountain Dew. Because nothing's as smooth as a Mountain Dew. And man, wouldn't it be great to have one now?
Give me a mountain and nothing to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew.
American Top 40 continues on 93.3 KYA-FM and 1260 KYA.
Every week, we count down the most popular songs in the USA from Waitsburg, Washington to Waits River, Vermont. From Waite Park, Minnesota to Waiteville, West Virginia. At number 25 on our countdown, here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with The Waiting.
Yeah.
Heartbreakers at number 25, moving up seven big notches, third week on the chart, with The Waiting. You probably know by now that singer Rick Springfield is also working as Dr. Noah Drake on the soap opera General Hospital. But this isn't Rick Springfield's first acting job. He's also been on The $6 Million Man, Wonder Woman, The Rockford Files, Battlestar Galactica, and The Incredible Hulk. This week, he's on American Top 40 at number 24. Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Springfield at number 24 in our countdown, moving up four, fourth week on the chart, Jesse's Girl. A listener in Maine wants to know what season has appeared in the most top 40 song titles in the rock era. Well, three of the seasons are bunched together with just a few songs apiece, while the leader is way out in front with 38 song titles. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, America.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Number 23.
We're up to a remake of a number 12 hit from 22 years ago. It was by the Skyliners, and it made the Hot 100 another three times by Chuck Jackson, by Eddie Holman, and by Art Garfunkel. It's called Since I Don't Have You. And the newest version is by Don McLean.
I don't have plans and schemes. I don't
Since I Don't Have You. At number 23 in our countdown of the 40 biggest, Don McLean moving up a couple of notches. Now, let's answer that question about seasonal song titles. Comes from Cricket Damon in the town of Norway, Maine. And Cricket wants to know, simply, what season of the year has been mentioned in the most top 40 song titles? Well, Cricket, our research department worked its way from the icy winds of winter to the warm breezes of summer. And here's what they found. In the rock era, all four seasons have been mentioned in top 40 song titles. Now, three of those seasons are all bunched together with practically the same number of song titles to their credit. Spring has appeared in two song titles, winter in four, and autumn in five. But the season that's appeared in the most song titles is way, way out ahead of the other three. It's appeared in 38 top 40 song titles, including a pair of number ones. The theme from A Summer Place by Percy Faith and Summer in the City by The Lovin' Spoonful. And there's your answer, Cricket. By far, summer is the season that's appeared in the most top 40 song titles. 38 in all. Thanks for writing. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 22.
A few minutes ago, we heard Daryl Hall and John Oates back at number 26 with Kiss on My List. Now at number 22 and moving up, Hall and Oates one more time with You Make My Dreams.
What I want.
Nine big notches, third week on the chart. They're hot, Hall & Oates, and You Make My Dreams. Coming up next on American Top 40, a recent number one song about a choo-choo train.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Here's a song by a lady who spent the past 14 weeks in the Top 40 promoting Amtrak. And two of those weeks were spent at number one. Down to number 21 this week, here's Sheena Easton with Morning Train.
Seems to last forever, and time was slowly by. Two paper knees together, then a star's gone.
foreign acts on American Top 40. One of them is Sheena Easton from Scotland. She's at number 21 with this recent number one song called Morning Train. Now, from the AT40 archives. Another of the number one songs of the 60s, and we're up to January 1966. This was the 131st number one single of that decade, We Can Work It Out by the Beatles.
Try to see it my way. Risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Weekly review of all the number one songs of the 60s from the AT40 archives of January 1966. That was the Beatles with We Can Work It Out, Billboard's 131st number one single of the 60s. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. We're counting down the week's 40 biggest hit singles, and we're 20 big hits away from the number one song in the land. We'll continue in a moment, so stay right where you are.
Listening to American Top 40 on 93.3 KYA FM and 1260 KYA.
With the nation's 20 hottest hits to go, you're listening to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and the countdown continues.
Number 20.
Holding on at number 20 for the second week, Christopher Cross. Say You'll Be Mine.
Hey.
Robert Cross and Say You'll Be Mine. His fourth top 40 hit rests at number 20 again this week. Coming up, a pop hit by a big female country star who grew up on a small farm with no gas, no electricity, and the only running water was down at the creek. It isn't Dolly, and it isn't Loretta.
Kissy's Coast to Coast, America's
Every week, we count down the most popular songs in the USA straight off the official Billboard survey of record sales and radio airplay across the nation. Holding steady for the second week at number 19, here's Phil Collins with I'm Missed Again. Second week at number 19 with his first solo hit, I Missed Again. Well, now we're up to the first top 40 hit by a country star whose life story reads like the lyrics of one of her songs. Her name is Dottie West, and like many country artists, her early life was the rugged life of a farmer. Dottie was the oldest of 10 children and grew up on a small farm near the town of Frog Pond, Tennessee. She says the farm had neither gas nor electricity, and the only running water was in the creek some distance away. Dottie grew up hauling water from that creek to do the washing and the cooking with. As the eldest child, she had to carry an adult-sized share of the household responsibilities, including picking cotton, cutting sugarcane, and caring for the various barnyard animals. She says that when she had some spare time, she'd pick blackberries and sell them by the side of the road. And with the pennies that she'd save from that small business, Dottie would take trips to Nashville to see the Grand Ole Opry. Her dream was to someday sing at the Opry, and for Dottie, that dream came true. This week, Dottie's Top 5 Country Smash moves up to number 18 on American Top 40. Dottie West with Kenny Rogers and What Are We Doing in Love?
Well, I'm summer and winter. We're not one bit alike. Well, I'm satin and cinders. I'm definitely not your type. Well, then,
what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
Why would someone I couldn't resist? What are we doing in love? We're like paper and matches. We'll probably have our share of fights. We're like roses and switches. Gonna be hard, but we gotta try.
So what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like? What are we doing in love?
And what are we gonna tell all our friends?
You don't have to like someone, love someone. That rule was made to be broken. But if we have to say goodbye to a life we got used to, sun up and sundown.
People say we're never gonna last.
Like uptown and downtown.
You like it slow, but I like it fast.
What are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
What are we gonna tell all?
Just someone I couldn't resist. So that's what we're doing in love.
Country star Dottie West on American Top 40 at number 18 with her first Top 40 hit. By the way, she's had 33 Top 40 country hits. What Are We Doing in Love? As the countdown continues. I'm Casey Kasem.
Number 17.
Up six notches, here's Gary Ulysses Samuel U.S. Bonds with This Little Girl.
Here she comes.
Yeah.
Bonds and a song co-produced by Bruce Springsteen and written by Bruce, This Little Girl. This is Casey on American Top 40 in Hollywood. And you know, last week we told you there was a rumor that Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr were performing with George Harrison on his new song, All Those Years Ago. Well, to check it out, we phoned the London office of producer George Martin. And his staff wouldn't say yes, and they wouldn't say no. What they did say was that four drummers played on the album, and Ringo was one of them, and that Paul McCartney is thanked on the album jacket for his help on the LP. But that's all they're telling so far. Leaping a huge 17 notches to number 16, here's George Harrison backed by who knows who, and All Those Years Ago.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. They don't act with much honesty, but the way to the truth is when you say all you need is love. Maybe with good or bad, I always look up to you. Now we're left cold and sad by someone, the devil's best friend, someone who abandoned all. We're living in a bad dream. Forgotten all about mankind, and you were the one they backed up to the wall all those years ago. You were the one who imagined it all those years ago.
Harrison, he wrote it and he sings it and co-produced it as well. He moves from 33 all the way up to 16 with All Those Years Ago. According to biblical tradition, there are 9 grades of angels in heaven. But when we look at angels in the top 40, we find quite a few more types, including blue angels, teen angels, and earth angels. The details and the latest angel to make the top 40 coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
It strikes on beaches.
Dry.
Track fields. Baseball diamonds everywhere.
Dry.
No active person is safe. It's
dry mouth.
And now you can stop it by chewing up a storm with Gator Gum. Gator Gum, the unique mouth-watering gum that helps quench thirst like no other chewing gum. So whenever it strikes
dry mouth,
Chew up a storm with Gator Gum in lemon, lime, and orange.
I'm cooking to smile. Turn on the sun. Makes me feel good.
So refreshed.
Makes me feel nice.
Have a Coke and a smile.
That's the way it should be. And I'd like to see the whole world smiling with me.
Coca-Cola adds life. Have a Coke and a smile.
Coke and a smile.
Two of a kind.
Light of a
future. Shine it on.
Office furniture and medical equipment will be the featured items at a sale to benefit the Peralta Cancer Research Institute on June 6th. Call KYA for details.
You're listening to American Top 40 on KYA and KYA FM, San Francisco.
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. The first time the Climax Blues Band hit the 40, they went to number 3 with Couldn't Get It Right. This week, they're up to number 15 with I Love You. The Climax Blues Band.
When I was a younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the town, growing my hair. You came along and stole my heart when you entered my life. What it takes, so I made you my wife. Since then, I never looked back. It's almost like living a dream. And ooh, I love you. You came along from far away and found me here. I was playing. You picked me up from
six English acts on American Top 40 this week. The Climax Blues Band is one of them at number 15, ninth week on the chart with I Love You. According to biblical tradition, there are nine levels of angels in heaven. They have ranks like in the army, from buck private on up to general. From the bottom to the top, they're called seraphim, cherubim, and thrones, dominions, virtues, and powers, and principalities, archangels, and finally at the top of the angelic ladder, your regular full angel. That's the way it is in heaven. But down here on the record charts, we have a whole different crowd of angels. For example, we've got Earth Angels, as in the top 10 hit by both the Crew Cuts and the Penguins. There are Teen Angels, as in the number one song by Mark Dinning. There have been Blue Angels and Undercover Angels and Pretty Little Angel Eyes and Angel Babies. And most recently, there have been Angels of the Morning. This type of angel first fluttered its wings back in 1968 in a song by Merrily Rush. And these days, a remake of Angel of the Morning is in the countdown at number 14. Here's Juice Newton.
Every instinct is to find your feet, not if my love can find your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Four consecutive weeks at number four, Juice Newton falls 10 notches to 14 with Angel of the Morning. How does a struggling new group make money to pay the bills when they're first getting started? Well, for the most successful active rock band in the world today, empty pop bottles were a major source of income. That's right, empty pop bottles. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast. American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Number 13.
According to the AT40 Book of Places, the town of Champaign, Illinois is noted for its metal products, electrical equipment, and caps and gowns. And these days in the countdown, Champaign is noted for being the name of the band that's hitting with How About Us? At number 13.
No sense in dragging on past our knees. Let's go keep it hanging on. If the fire is out, we should both be gone.
Champaign at number 13 on American Top 40 with How About Us. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood, and now we're up to an American Top 40 extra by the most successful active rock band in the world today, a group of millionaires who once depended on the deposit from empty pop bottles to make ends meet. Not long ago, Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richard was reminiscing to the Boston Globe about how hard things were for the Stones in the early days. Keith recalled that the early Stones had very minor aspirations. He said, "Originally, all we wanted was to put a band together that would pay for itself and allow us to play Chicago blues in London." Keith said, "Our main source of income at that point was empty pop bottles. We used to go to every party we could and take all the empty pop bottles back and get sixpence on each bottle. Now, if we'd go to every party, we'd pick up like 300 to 400 bottles, and that would pay to fix the amps, buy new guitar parts, or enough gas to get us to the next gig." That's Keith Richard telling how it was for the Rolling Stones in the early days. But it's been a long time since they've had to return empty pop bottles. These days, they return their Rolls Royces when the ashtrays get full. As an AT40 extra, here's one of the 32 top 40 hits the Stones have had in the past. It's a classic from 1968, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Extra by the Rolling Stones from 1968, Jumpin' Jack Flash. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood. And we're up to the 32nd Top 40 hit by singer, songwriter, and superstar Neil Diamond. Up three notches to number 12 with his song, America.
Far, we've been traveling far. Without a home, but not without a star. It seems so far away. We're traveling light today. In the eye of a storm. In the eye of a storm. Home to a new and a shining place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America. Got a dream they come to share. They're coming to America. To thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
The 12th most popular song in the USA this week on American Top 40, America, by Neil Diamond, as the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like WKLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, WSGN, Birmingham, Alabama, and WGCL, Cleveland, Ohio. The New Jersey-based band called Frankie and the Knockouts climb a notch to number 11 this week with Sweetheart.
Oh,
Knockouts. Their first chart single is at number 11 on American Top 40, moving up a notch this week with Sweetheart. Now from the AT40 archives. Another of the number one songs of the 60s, and we're up to February 1966. This was the 132nd number one single of that decade, My Love, Petula Clark.